and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start with our first story today. It's about crackdowns. Which crackdown in particular, you may ask? Governor has launched a crackdown on fuel station scams ahead of Songkran. Now, in preparation for the Songkran festival, which is speedily coming closer and closer, Prachuap Kirikan's deputy governor Khomkrit spearheaded a campaign against unfair practices at fuel stations across the province. Now, with the support of officials Khunsiriwan, Napadon, and Chantip, the team conducted thorough inspections, focusing on the accuracy of fuel metering devices to ensure compliance with national standards. Utilizing a 5-liter standard measuring container, they verified that stations were dispensing fuel accurately, finding all to be in compliance. The campaign emphasizes consumer rights, urging the public to report any instances of overpricing or discrepancies in fuel quantities. For those of you wondering where Prachuap Kirikan is, probably the most popular place in Prachuap Kirikan is Hua Hin. Songkran is also a time for a lot of people to do something naughty, and there might be some stations, local ones, not the big ones probably, where they might overcharge you for your petrol, so do be careful.
It's one of those things, though, where, you know, obviously there's national standards, so there's laws and regulations, too. Yeah. However, it is a supply and demand thing, too. Like, there's just a lot more people traveling, so that'll tend to just raise prices in the first place.
Yeah, of course.
So, the prices might rise, but they shouldn't rise dramatically, and that's why they're trying to regulate. Good on them. I don't know. This is why I just don't drive. I don't need to worry about it.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, there was some dramatic action down in Koh Tao as authorities were able to successfully evacuate all of the passengers on a boat that caught fire. Now, in a remarkable display of efficiency, Thai authorities rescued all 108 individuals aboard the Koh Charon 2 ferry, which caught fire while traveling from Surathani to Koh Tao early on April 4th. The fire, originating in the engine room, prompted immediate action as the vessel was 4 to 6 kilometers from its destination. Among those rescued were 97 passengers, including both Thai and foreign nationals, and 11 crew members. The incident, which occurred after the ferry departed Surathani at around 11 p.m., caused panic amongst the passengers, some of whom jumped into the sea. Despite the fear and confusion, all passengers and crew were safely evacuated, with some sustaining minor injuries primarily due to smoke inhalation. The burning ferry was towed to Koh Tao for firefighting efforts as investigations into the fire's cause began. This successful rescue operation underscores the prompt response and coordination among Thai emergency services. Not fun, especially at 11 p.m. That's pretty terrifying. Like, yeah. I guess it was at night or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But swift action, everyone's saved.
Yeah, everyone's safe. Shoot. Good news out there.
Good news.
Some good news for Koh Tao, finally.
if you know, on. You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. For now, we're going to move on to our next story. There's often an ongoing joke in Thailand that when you're in serious trouble, consider monkhood. our next story takes us to along those lines. A Thai comedian's monkhood bid has stirred debt and controversy because Khun Chukka Chukabam has stirred public controversy as he announces plans to enter monkhood amidst a whirlwind of criticism and claims of unpaid debts by a pickled crab seller. That's right. You heard that right. The contention began to unfold on the talk show Hon Krase, where Mepuna, the seller, accused Chukabam of failing to settle dues for goods sold on consignment. The dispute escalated as Mepuna resorted to public shaming and Chukabam retaliated with a police report, drawing significant attention and backlash from the online community and beyond. Seeking to find peace, Chukabam consulted with the new alternative party, deciding that ordination could offer a path to reconciliation and tranquility amidst the turmoil. Chukabam expressed intentions to clear his debts before taking monkhood, with a plan to resolve at least part of his obligations beforehand. However, this plan has been met with skepticism and further commentary, highlighting a broader discourse on ethics, responsibility, and the sacredness of religious practices within Thai society.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Like, are you in debt? Just go into monkhood. Yeah. Like, yeah. That doesn't seem like... it is an interesting concept to me, obviously, because this is not something that Western people have, really, where you just quickly dip into a spiritual experience, and then you can exit, too. Like, most of the time, that's like a lifetime commitment. It's a big deal to become a priest, say, or then to leave the church. But it's funny that this can be used as an excuse, like, oh, that's the old me, you know? Now this is the new me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that really is how it works.
Mm.
Well, anyways, public shaming. On to our next story. So, we were talking about crackdowns earlier. We got crackdowns in Phuket, too, as two more Russian nationals were arrested for doing illegal tour guide operations. So, Phuket tourist police have ramped up their enforcement against illegal tour guiding, resulting in the arrest of two Russian nationals, Iluri and Ulia, at popular tourist destinations in Lamproptep and Big Buddha Viewpoint. Now, Blazko, who is Iluri, was caught leading tourists at Lamproptep, while 21-year-old Chevteri was apprehended at the Big Buddha Viewpoint, both engaging in activities legally reserved for Thai nationals. The arrest highlights Phuket's broader initiative to clamp down on unauthorized tour guides and businesses, reflecting a national directive from Police Lieutenant General Saksida to target illegal tour operations across Thailand's key tourist provinces. These incidents follow a similar case at Phak Prab Beach, underscoring the ongoing efforts to regulate the tour guide industry and ensure compliance with Thai law. So yeah, that's one of the things. Like obviously, if you live in Thailand, you have friends visiting, you can go and show them around, but not professionally, right? Like you can't like just set up your own little business and take people around to different tour guide things. Those jobs are reserved for Thai nationals.
Yeah,
but I imagine it's got to be difficult right now for Russians seeking tours as well, because I think there's just such an influx of Russians to Phuket and other areas that there's probably not enough Russian-speaking tour guides to keep up with the demand of that. So it makes sense a little black market might spring up around there.
Niet
indeed. Don't do it.
We're going to move on to our next story. Now, this next story might infuriate you. Everybody loves Thai food, right? That's a given. But one Thai food in particular has been labeled as one of the world's worst food. I'm talking about Gang Thai Pla. After being labeled the world's worst food by Taste Atlas, Gang Thai Pla, a pungent Thai fish entrails curry, has found an unlikely advocate in the Thai Prime Minister, Srettha Thavisin. Despite the international critique, the dish has been has seen actually a surge in popularity, especially in Thailand's southern provinces. PM Srettha defended the dish, emphasizing the subjectivity of taste and expressing his personal fondness for its unique flavors. This support has bolstered local pride and significantly boosted sales, with establishments like Nong Beer Restaurant in Satun reporting a notable increase in orders. The incident highlights a diverse palette of Thai cuisine. Have you ever tried Gang Thai Pla?
Can't say that I have. And you know, when you describe it as a pungent Thai fish entrails curry, not really piquing my interest on that, actually.
It's not my favorite dish. Yeah? I wouldn't go as far as saying it's one of the world's worst dish, but the smell is quite striking, might I add. It's not for me, but doesn't mean it's not for you.
Yeah, I don't want to yuck your yum.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, let us know in the comment section below. What do you think about Gang Thai Pla? I love it.
Yeah?
Just because I'm from the South and I've got to represent.
Oh. Respect, yeah. I don't know, I guess I'll have to try it sometime, but...
Live and die by the blade.
Let's see if I can get past the pungent smell, but...
Live and die by the curry, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, some happy news. Send us off into the weekend.
Yeah.
So an endangered melonhead whale was rescued by lifeguards in Phuket.
Okay.
Nice. So a melon-headed whale found itself stranded on Patong Beach in Phuket, sparking a swift and coordinated rescue effort by local lifeguards. The whale, a protected species in Thailand known for its distinctive head shape and small size, measuring up to 2 meters, attracted a large crowd of tourists. With the help of a beach towel, the lifeguards carefully transported the marine mammal back to the ocean using a jet ski, ensuring its safe return to deeper waters. This rare event captivated onlookers, as melon-headed whales are infrequent visitors to Phuket, with the last sighting reported in June 2021. The incident not only showcased the commitment of Phuket's lifeguards to marine conservation, but also provided a memorable experience for tourists witnessing a rescue of a species more commonly seen in the provinces of Chonburi and Songkhla. Good on you, everybody.
Good on you.
I always see these videos.
Crowd.
And the, I would always love to be one of those people on the beach, like, oh my God, there's like a dolphin or a shark or something. We gotta take.
Yeah, that
back
looks
out.
More like a dolphin shark.
Yeah,
or a dolphin. What's a dolphin shark?
That is not a thing.
That is not a thing. I'm glad that they could save it.
Yeah, that was a sweet thing.
Feel good story to end our news for today, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Those were some of the headlines. There are, of course, more stories on thetiger.com. For now, the news section is over, and we're going to dive into some of the comments.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.